The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One of the most important things, especially in our community, is trust.
Yes.
And nothing more important than Black women and their hair is putting a product in
Thank you.
And so I know one of the things you're keen on is the amount of reviews you had.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's over 60,000 reviews now.
Yes, over 60,000 five-star.
Five-star reviews. Let's be very clear about this. Very clear about this.
So, and they're all real, by the way.
So in the beginning, I mean, how are you getting this product into people's hands first? Is it like a trial?
Good question.
And you know, the initial thing is like, we got to put this thing to work. Let's see what the feedback is. Let's take us through that.
Okay. So basically I launched right after, and I don't even want to say my competitor, but I love you, girl. I launched right after Miracle Drops.
Okay.
Right? She launched maybe a few years prior than me. And I, like I said, I already had that idea in my head of what I wanted to do with Hollywood Hair Bar. I was sitting on the idea for like 5 years. And so when I saw her and I saw the success that she had, it also gave me drive, like, oh my gosh, look at the success she had. I could do it. If she could do it, I could do it too. So it took me into that realm of like, okay, what should I do? Or how should I do this? And I wanted to make sure to have a product that was popping. So at that time, Hair Growth Serum was popping because her product was a huge product that was popping. So it's like going with the times, you know, like with reality TV, you know what I mean? You have to have a certain type of show. Now these shows are popping. Now we turn in. Now we go into this type of vibe. So it was the same type of thing with women in our products as Black women. You know, we go through our phases. We go through the lace front. Then we go through the wig. Then we go through the weaves. Then we go through the braids. So it was a phase at that time that was hair growth serums that are going to grow your hair. So because I picked up on it and I came at it with the right time, I was able to get into the psyche, like I said, of the woman's head. It was all about the videos of the Black women with long hair and getting into those groups that had the pages that were filled with Black consumers that liked to buy off of Instagram pages. You know how back in the day we had those Instagram pages and they're like, oh, you could buy this or the Yoni Pearls or the, you know, those type of pages that sell things. Mm-hmm. Those were those pages. So they had 200,000, 400,000, 500,000 followers on those pages that all trusted the things that they would post. So my, like, network that I was blessed enough, thank you, April, that my girl April, she got me in this group, in these groups. She had a brand as well. And basically, I was blessed enough to be privy into the groups.
Yeah.
And it was like I was privy into my entire demographic of women that were already sitting on these pages waiting to buy the next thing. So really, everybody wants to buy something that they feel like is different and is not saturated as well in the market. So because, you know, another product was big, they're like, okay, let's try this one now. So they really trusted me and tried it. And I put this review tracker on my website. Luke's is the company, L-O-O-X. And Luke's was a review tracker that basically would email them, you know, say you want to give a review, then you would give the review, but the review would pop up on the website. So I basically optimized my site and I did the whole thing in the beginning, you know, with the success and everything. We didn't even change the website until like maybe a year or two ago. But I basically optimized it. So it was all about thinking about all of the steps that a woman would go through on a website to purchase something, making sure that she converted. Another thing was like making sure that the website was geared. It's like you want to babysit them to the sale. You know, you don't want to have too many whistles and bells a lot of times on your website, videos and a lot of things, especially in the beginning, because it takes them off of their concept of just buying and going. You want them to be in, out, a quick and easy transaction. Go on, look at your stuff and purchase. So a lot of times when you put too much, they get sidetracked. So the review tracker thing was the perfect thing. It was just that one thing that was there and it would pop up on any product that they went on and then they would click. And so the wonderful thing about it is the product really worked. So the reviews flooded in. Like, I didn't have to do anything. I've not, you know, a lot of people say, oh, those reviews, that's fake, or you can't even believe that. It's so sad. They are all real. It's just sad that people think that because they come through, you know, they all came through Luke's and Okendo to review outlets that we have. And what's wonderful about what I did with my website too is I made sure to have two review trackers. So one was the Luke's review that would show like a woman, her picture, her review, you know, at the bottom. She would give it a 5-star or whatever stars. And then there was another one that I had that was like a survey. And so I have like over 30,000 women that have just like taken a survey of like how old they are, how fast it worked, you know, what do they feel about it. And so those are things that work when you go to like now the next level that I'm at, big box stores and, you know, going into retail and that type of thing. It's like really making a big difference because no one comes with that. I sit in these meetings, you know, big box and our distributors, and I'm doing some really big things with all the stores at this point. And they sit there in awe. They're in shock. They can't even believe. They're like, how did you, like, because at this point, our revenue is about $45 million over the last, let's say, 3 to 4 years, you know, because like the first year we did $1 million.
Congrats.
I mean, thank you. Thank you. And so to be able to do something like that with no bank loan, I did most of it not even with a credit card, you know? Like, we got our Amex, you know, thank you, American Express, love you. But that is not heard of. As a Black woman. And everyone said, like, why didn't you take money? Why didn't you, you know, you're supposed to use other people's money to make money. And I'm like, you know why? Because I wanted to show the next little young Black girl that she could do it with nobody's money. That's why. Mm. Like, I really wanted to have that story to where the next young Black entrepreneur, girl, woman, boy, whatever, could say, wow, she made $45 million without taking a dime from anybody else. I don't have to have perfect credit. I don't have to go and beg somebody for help. I can just lace my bootstraps up and I can go out there and I can go get it too.
So let's go back to the social media thing.
Yes.
You started selling at what point?
I started selling, actually it's almost our 5th year anniversary and I am celebrating it with you guys. September 16th, 2018 is when we started posting and started in the groups.
How many followers did you have?
I had about 60,000 at that point.
And took how long until you get 60,000?
About a year.
So you did a year of, because a lot of time people try to sell too early. This is the point that I'm trying to make. It's very important.
Come on.
And like you just started an Instagram page and you already doing 50% off Black Friday sales with 500 followers.
Thank
you did a year with no, even though you already had the plan to sell, you set on a product for a year.
Yes.
And just built organically.
Mm-hmm. Built organically.
Post every day.
Mm-hmm.
And just
viral stuff. You always, the concept, in my opinion, to social media is viral. If it ain't viral, don't post.
So, and just building that trust, building the community.
Yep.
And then when it was time, a year later, you got 60,000 followers and you decided to drop the product.
Yes.
How did you roll out the product when you first rolled it out?
Oh my gosh. So ghetto. Oh my God. Like not ghetto, but you know, we do what we got to do. I didn't even have labels on my bottles. I didn't have labels. And you know what I told the women when they would come, they'd be like, there's no label on the bottle. I had these beautiful bottles. They were ombre. They went from like a blue to a beautiful cranberry, and it just blew up. You know how you just say, okay, I'm gonna start posting today. You can buy it. The website's here, and they started buying it the first day.
But no person, just the product. Like it wasn't like a person behind it.
Nope.
Just posted the product and said,
"This is what it is." And I did that specifically too.
Did they know that the page was it, or what's the page called?
Hollywood Hair Bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was branded. It wasn't like you had a different page and nobody knew the product.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it was on the Hollywood Hair Bar page, but the secret to the sauce was the network I was in. So it wasn't just that I posted and said, buy this.
Yeah.
I posted with about 30, 40 other people posting. And so we did what's called like an organic share for share. You know, that's like something that they used to do back in the day.
No, I remember that.
And it worked.
Yeah, so their trust system, you like tied into it because now you've posted it and their community already trusts everything they're doing.
There you go.
And so now you're part of the trust.
Because they're posting all these different brands and things.